All topics and securities mentioned on Straight Talk from the House are for informational purposes only and should not be used as investment advice. T. Anton Investment House does not offer tax or legal advice. Investments or investment strategies covered are not a recommendation or solicitation to buy or sell. The security's past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.
This is Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton, right here, 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can learn more about Tracy online and the whole team at T. Anton Investment House. The website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. If you're looking for money management or portfolio management, Tracy would love to get to know you. She would love to work with you. Again, it all starts with a stop at tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Of course, a fee-only fiduciary. You know, as well, call the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Tracy, how are you doing this beautiful September morning?
I'm doing well, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing really well as well. And we're going to be talking about the I word, that inflation. And we're going to talk about how to prepare your portfolio for inflation. And let's start off with inflation. What's causing it? What's caused inflation right now?
Well, you know, as we take a look at what's happened here, when they say it's unprecedented, it really is unprecedented. You know, we basically shut down the economy for possibly good reason, right? COVID. Mm-hmm. But then we've had this massive supply chain issue that's caused by the economy just being shut down. So in addition, we've increased the money supply dramatically. And there's so many things that are causing all these rising prices. And we've seen this past year, you know, first it showed up in the commodities where lumber prices went up 300%. You know, corn was up 70%, aluminum 56%, oil 89%. I mean, and many, many, many other commodity prices have hit five-year highs or even, you know, highs longer than that. So, you know, we're seeing it right now in house prices. Anybody who's trying to buy a first-time house, I feel bad for them, you know, because they need cash really to do it, and prices keep going up. We've seen a slight pullback from that, but still really dramatic rising prices for luxury houses, for luxury goods, for, you know, used trucks, all kinds of stuff, gas prices. So again, we are seeing these longer term inflationary trends. And today we're going to talk about, you know, the Fed and do they see it as transitory? Is it really transitory? You know, that's the big question.
Interesting. So when it comes to inflation, what's that main concern for investors?
Well, I think in a nutshell, you know, rising inflation erodes that purchasing power. So let's just give you a simple example. Let's say you had $1 million today, and in 20 years, you believe it'll be valued at $5 million because you're using an estimated rate of return of 8%. But that 8% includes an inflation factor in there. And that's what's called, when you subtract off that inflation factor, it's called what the real rate of return is. So what is the real value of that $5 million? Is it really $5 million? No, you got to take inflation in consideration. So if inflation is at 3%, then the value in today's, you know, dollars is really like 2.6 million. But if you say inflation is at 5%, then that real rate of return after inflation is 3%. So those same dollars are only worth 1.8 million. You know, so inflation matters. I had a gentleman who listens to the show email me and he says, you know, Tracy, what can I do? You know, I'm worried that in 20 years, the value of my accounts, you know, wherever he holds them, is going to be worth about half because of inflation. And he's right to worry. I think everyone is acknowledging that inflation perhaps is not as transitory as what the Fed would like us to think. So again, you know, long term, it really matters what inflation is. It hurts stocks, but it hurts bonds even worse. So, yeah, we got to figure out what is the answer.
That is fascinating. Talking this morning with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton right here on 1310 WIBA, talking about preparing your portfolio for inflation. Don't forget, if you've got questions, you want to learn a little bit more about Tracy, Tracy would love to get to know you, love to learn a little bit about you. It all starts with a stop at tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Or pick up the phone, give her a call right at the office in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. So what is that current forecast for inflation, Tracy?
Well, we looked this up, and so the White House more than doubled its forecast for annual inflation in new projections released last Friday as supply chain disruptions stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic continue to put upward pressure on the prices. So the Office of Management and Budget said it expected consumer prices would rise 4.8% in the fourth quarter from a year earlier. The Federal Reserve believes inflation is transitory, like we mentioned, and when supply issues get resolved, they believe that we will see those prices pressures quickly abate next year and that the consumer price index will rise to 2.5% in the fourth quarter of 2022 and will be more like 2.1 the following May and reach 2.3 in 2023. So that's what they're expecting. And that's what the Fed, you know, and that's why the Fed isn't acting now, because they think it's transitory, meaning temporary.
Is the Fed's view universal, or are there those who say maybe it's something a little different here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was watching a lot of CEOs talk about that they don't believe it's transitory. And then I was listening to an economist, one of my favorites, Brian Westbury, and he thinks that inflation is not transitory. And he factors in the fact that it, I shouldn't say he doesn't believe it's not transitory. He believes a part of it is transitory, but he also believes that the huge increase in the money supply is the real reason that inflation is here. So he doesn't believe that it's due to the supply issues. He said inflation is not because of supply issues. It's not because of rapid economic growth or deficit spending. He says real inflation, it comes from printing too much money. He's basically a Milton Friedman fan, right? The economist. And he says inflation is a monetary phenomenon. It is too much money chasing too few goods. So again, the Federal Reserve, if you look back, has increased the M2, which is a measure of money, by about 30% since February of 2020. I don't think, and if you look at this chart, the chart went back to like 1960. And it's never been higher. And you have to go back to World War II in order to see the money supply being printed like this. So he believes prices, you know, will go up an average of 30%, because on average, that is what the money supply, you know, has gone up. Now, before everybody freaks out and hears 30% increase in inflation, he doesn't believe in hyperinflation. So he doesn't know if that'll take, you know, 2 years, 4 years, or 6 years to come to fruition. So what he's saying is, you know, inflation could be, say, 5% for 6 years, which would be equivalent to 30%. So I listened to another on one of his podcasts, and he tamed that down a bit and basically said, you know, inflation could be 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5. So obviously, he doesn't know, and he doesn't know the time frame, but he believes that it is not transitory, that what we're going to be seeing here is even when the supply side issues come out, that's going to help inflation come down a bit. So again, maybe not hyper, but that in the long run here, we are going to see inflation. And that's what a lot of the CEOs are planning for, because they have so much money on the books. They're planning for inflation.
It's interesting when we start seeing some of these numbers and some of these predictions as well. And one of the areas you hear often people talk about with inflation is gold. And we'll talk with Tracy about gold. We will do that next as Straight Talk from the House continues. Don't forget, you can learn more about Tracy and the whole team at T. Anton Investment House online, the website tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. If you're looking for money management or portfolio management, Tracy would love to get to know you. It all starts with a stop at T. Anton Investment House. Or you can pick up the phone, call the office right in Middleton at 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. As we continue our conversation with Tracy about how to prepare for your portfolio for inflation, we will talk gold. We will do that next as Straight Talk from the House continues right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton here on 1310 WIBA, talking this week about inflation and how to get your portfolio ready for inflation. And as we've been talking this morning, missed any part of the show, you can always go over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. Listen back to the podcast there. Also from the website, you can schedule an appointment at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Again, the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. And the telephone number at the office right in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. Start hearing inflation, and I know people get really excited. They say, ooh, gotta go gold, gotta go gold. Do you recommend folks buy gold for their portfolio?
Yeah, Sean, I've never really been a fan of gold, and there's many reasons. One is that it's volatile, and the second reason is it creates no income, and the third reason is how do you determine the real value of gold? It's basically what someone is willing to buy it or sell it at. So I've never been a fan of gold. People can make money in gold at certain times, especially, you know, in 2020, you could have made quite a bit of money in gold. But at the same time, you look at it comparatively, I believe stocks can do better. And then the other thing about it is if you last year, this year, the price of gold has fallen really as inflation has increased to 5.37%. So again, the trouble with gold is that in normal times, it tends to do significantly less well than stocks. And again, doesn't provide an income. And again, because gold's value is really underpinned by the notion of what someone's going to sell it to you, right? What's it valuable to them at? I just don't think that gold is a good solution.
Interesting. So in your opinion, stocks and bonds, is there hope there? I mean, can they do well with inflation?
Yeah, they can do well, especially stocks, not so much the bonds, I think. But the stocks here, I think within a certain healthy level of inflation, like right now, obviously stocks have done well and there is inflation. But again, inflation does affect the value of both stocks and bonds. You know, what happens here is it increases the borrowing costs. It increases the input costs of materials and labor, and it reduces the standard of living. You know, again, it's probably another factor really is it affects earnings growth, right? So it puts pressure on stock prices because people expect that they almost have to have a better growth potential because they're diminishing their returns by higher inflation. But again, if you go back, stocks have done well in an inflationary time period, not hyperinflation, but in a normal inflationary time period. So again, I don't think traditional fixed income securities are likely to do well in this kind of a rate environment. I think, you know, we're going to see that rates are likely to start rising to tamper that inflation, and that rising rates will cause bond prices to fall. So again, remain short term on your bonds. Obviously, you need some bonds or some fixed instruments in a portfolio to offset, you know, volatility that's typical with stocks. But at the same time, I would again lean heavier to the stocks in the portfolio than the bonds. And the good news is the stocks are also can create an income through those dividends.
Really important thing to highlight there as well. And Tracy, one of the things we often hear, past does not guarantee the future. Give some examples where those stocks have kept up with inflationary times.
Well, yes, inflation really, you know, it hit some of the highest levels in the 1980s. Back then, the Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, killed off some rampant price rises, hitting the economy hard initially, but ushering in really decades of repeated rallies in stocks and bonds. Again, after World War II, stocks did well despite bouts of inflation. So there's been certain periods of time where we've had, you know, a healthy level of inflation is fine for stocks, but it can, you know, what we don't want to see is obviously hyperinflation.
What about stock prices being so high, Tracy, returns likely going forward? With them so high, like some of these muted returns that likely going forward, it's going to affect some of those well-known funds or what do we need to know in that area?
Well, I think with the mutual funds, when I meet with them on a quarterly basis, you know, they do try to tamper expectations. And what they're hoping for is for quality advisors to let their, investors know that expectations might be far less because stock prices are so high. And so, you know, I think the answer of, you know, will these high rates of return create muted returns going forward, you know, meaning did we pull forward a lot of the growth and got a huge numbers this year, and therefore we shouldn't expect stocks to do as well, even on averages of what they have done in the past. So, you know, that's the question. And, you know, I think, you know, depends on who you ask that question to, what answer you're going to receive. If you ask it to these very large mutual fund companies, I can tell you, based on recent conversations, and I won't name names to protect the innocent, but, you know, they think that stock returns, because they've been so high, and again, I get it, because they've been high, and they've been high for 12 years. Let's face it, it's done extremely well. The numbers that they are quoting, though, for stocks going forward for the next decade range from like 4% to 7%. Now, that's far below the 10% or even 9%, if you want to say it, 9% and some change, right, that we've had for the last 50 years. I mean, so a return of 4 to 7, you know, that everyone kind of goes, ooh, really? Ooh. So, and the bond returns aren't better. You know, they're saying those are going to be even more muted, and their expectations are between 1.5 and 3, which again is below the 5% typical quoted, you know, bond number. So Sean, this becomes a big deal, yeah, because obviously, you know, in the next decade, if you're saying your portfolio is 60-40, and you're 60% stocks, and you can only expect even a 5% return on your 60% stocks, and the rest, the 40% is 2%, right? I mean, you're looking at much muted returns. So how do you use expectations of what can I assume going forward as far as a distribution rate? And what can I assume going forward as, you know, what can my portfolio do so that I can get to retirement? So all of these things matter what inflation is.
Well, let's get your perspective then. What's your opinion on this outlook?
Well, again, you know, the stock market averaged 10% over the long run. It has outpaced inflation. I recognize we have these headwinds, inflation, and also the likelihood of increased taxes. And of course, there's still COVID, right? COVID's out there. So if we don't shut down again, which kind of looks like we might not be, and the Federal Reserve continues its stance on keeping rates low, then again, I think stocks in this environment can do well within the next year or so. Do I know for sure? Obviously not, you know, but what I think in my mind is we have this massive liquidity in the market, and we see this with the money supply measured by M2 at all-time highs. And I, again, believe the good news is that corporate profits came in with a record number, up 9% from the first quarter. So this is just, you know, we're hitting highs. This number is just incredibly high, and it's up 15% from the fourth quarter of 2019, which was, of course, pre-pandemic. So, you know, I believe that there's a lot of demand out there. I believe that the M2 means it's high. You know, we're talking about more infrastructure bills, more stimulus. It's going to be a problem long term. I think inflation and taxes is a problem, but I think it'll bode for the shorter term. Knock on wood for
yes.
stocks.
Something definitely to pay attention to, and definitely we'll keep on right here on the program. This is, of course, Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton. The website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. If you're looking for money management or portfolio management, Tracy would love to get to know you. She would love to talk with you. Again, it all starts with a stop at tantoninvestmenthouse.com, or you can call the office right in Middleton at 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. We'll talk with Tracy about a healthy investment timeline. We'll get the details on that next as Straight Talk from the House continues right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Straight Talk from the House with Certified Financial Planner Tracy Anton here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget about the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com, and the telephone number, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. As we left off this last segment talking about yields, with yields being so low, what should people do then if they have cash that's also earning very little?
Yeah, Sean, I get this question a lot. And what I want to ask them back is this emergency cash reserve? So do not invest your emergency cash reserves. I also get people ask me this question because they are saving for something big, like a first-time house or even a house. And, you know, they're hoping to buy within the next year or two. I would not invest their money if that is the case, because that is such a short time horizon. So typically we say 5 to 7 years. And, you know, time horizon is a healthy timeline to invest in case we have market correction. And with that being said, if you have a significant amount of cash on the sidelines, I would consider investing it as long as it's long-term money. And obviously, currently, money markets are yielding about 0.5%. You know, inflation is moving higher. Holding excess cash is likely to reduce wealth and purchasing power over time. So if it's long-term money, yeah, by all means, I would get the money invested with a healthy allocation, depending on what your goals are.
Do you see, Tracy, people investing to receive some income from those stocks as well?
Yeah, that's the cool thing, Sean. You know, as investors are really looking for yield, they're purchasing stocks that are increasing their dividends or paying high dividends. And sometimes you have to be careful of that, and we'll go into that a different time. But, you know, dividend payouts currently by U.S. companies have really sharply increased this year from 2020, when companies were fearful of the pandemic, right? So, you know, they've hoarded a lot of cash in 2020 in their balance sheets. And so the second quarter of this year, 568 common dividend increasing, totaling $15.4 billion was reported by S&P 500 companies, which was up 130% from the $6.7 billion in the second quarter of 2020, according to S&P Dow Jones Indices. So obviously, dividends, they have been historically low recently in 2020. Now they're increasing, and company and investors are benefiting from that increase.
Something you kind of mentioned just very briefly a little bit earlier was there being a lot of cash on the sidelines for the S&P 500s. I mean, it's out there, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a kind of a cool quote that was mentioned by this man named Howard Silverlot. That's a good name, who is a senior index analyst at the S&P Dow Jones. He says that the S&P 500 companies have $1.8 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines. They have plenty of money for dividends, he says, to fully fund their pensions, as well as do mergers and acquisitions and buybacks. So obviously, this money is going to be used, you know, for something in the marketplace. So I think this is, you know, this will bode well, should bode well for stocks.
Really great stuff to be thinking about, and definitely stuff to be paying attention to. Tracy would love to get to know you, but talking this morning with her, she'd like to get to know you in person. It all starts with a stop at tantoninvestmenthouse.com. That's T-A-N-T-O-N investmenthouse.com. Right from the website, you can set up an appointment at a time and a date that is convenient to you. Just head on over to tantoninvestmenthouse.com. Or, of course, you can pick up the phone, give her a call right at the office in Middleton, 608-501-1549. That's 608-501-1549. And again, the easiest thing to do, though, is just head on over to the website, tantoninvestmenthouse.com. Tracy, it's always great hanging out with you. You have a fantastic day.
Yeah, thank you, Sean. You too.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.